The Iranians played a major role in the development of Islamic civilization, yet they preserved much of their cultural heritage, including the Persian language. As a result, by the second half of the 9th century, a number of local dynasties that emerged in the eastern part of Iran, mainly in the Khorasan region, became the proponents of Persian poetry and literature. This trend continued even when the Seljuks, a large nomadic clan of Turkic origin, pushed through Iran in the 11th century. They were eventually transformed into the rulers of a centralized state under the influence of Iranian administrative institutions already in place.
All the politics, financial and administrative institutions had been created by the able officers, clergy, and bureaucracy of Iranians. The top model of this was Nizam al-Mulk. His Siyasetname became almost a constitution for centuries for Turks and other Islamic peoples.
2 centuries before the first European university was founded at Bologna, Nizam al-Mulk for the first time established universities with a unique campus system at Nishapur, Isfahan, and other major cities.
They gave rewards to people, to the students who did very well and achieved a certain degree, such that they gave them robes of honor and even talisman caps. And I think that it's fairly generally agreed that this is the origin of the cap and gown which you wear in Western universities when you get degrees, when you finish your course of study, that it goes back for, well, almost 1,000 years to the East.
Persian poetry is unique in the world for its depth, richness and creativity. And there is an intimate mingling of Persian mysticism and Persian literature.
The love for poetry is extraordinary, and there is no other country in the world that I know of which would have the same love for literature.
The greatest monument of Persian epic poetry is Ferdowsi's masterpiece, the Shahnameh, or Book of Kings, comparable to Homer's Iliad. 1,000 years after its creation, the Shahnameh is still easily understood by the Persian-speaking general public.
When I was young, and I was a classics major at the time, I loved Homer, I went to a museum and I saw the illuminations from the Shahnameh and decided any text that generated such gorgeous illuminations had to be read in the middle, which is why I've given my life to reading the Shahnameh.
Sophistication and sublimity finds no limit in the Iranian miniature paintings, which usually adorn the dazzling manuscripts of Iranian poetry.
When one reads a page or two of Nizami's, he immediately feels an inclination for painting. Since Nizami had an extraordinary talent for storytelling and imagination, in his works, color, movement and story are all visualized.
In fact, in all 4 essential features of the art of the book, calligraphy, bookbinding, illumination and illustration, the Iranian artists reach the peak of perfection.
In the art of the books, there's a very precise construction in the beginning, you see. And in the ornamentation, you have a very solid preparation of a geometrical design.
Selection of the style of calligraphy and the type of pen itself for each text was an art in itself. Another interesting art was Iranian bookbinding that was copied even in Europe.
Certain Renaissance Italian bookbinding done in Venice was in fact copied from the method prevalent in Iran. And it's even possible to say that the bookbinder himself was from the city of Tabriz in Iran. This is one of the most exquisite methods in the West up to the present day.
Persian mystical poetry reached its pinnacle in the works of Jalal ad-Din Rumi. Rumi's considerable intellectual and poetic skills infused his poetry with delight, ecstasy, and spiritual zest. His greatest work is known as the Masnavi.
He was a person who was a great scholar. I mean, almost all the streams of Islamic thought before him flow into the Masnavi, but transformed mystically. Maulana Jalaluddin was also given by God the incredible gift of appreciating every form of beauty as the beauty of God. The famous hadith of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahu jamilun yuhibbu jamal, that is, God is beautiful and he loves beauty, marks the whole being of Jalaluddin.
When we think of the most popular moralist in Persian literature, Sa'di comes to mind. He writes, "The sons of Adam are the limbs of one body, created of one essence. When time pained one limb, the others can find no peace. Thou, who hast no sympathy for the troubles of others, art unworthy of the name human." From India to the Balkans, the poetry of Hafez, the story of love, beauty, and unselfishness, enjoyed great popularity.
Hafez is the prince of Persian lyric poetry. He believed that man's selfishness is responsible for all his sufferings. Thus, egoism is the bondage from which one has to be liberated. What Hafez saw in his days was selfishness, misery, war, and bloodshed. Yet, like alchemy, he transformed these inputs into golden melodies and spiritual taverns of celestial wine. Be a passionate pilgrim of the Pass of Love, and behold what blessings shall come thy way in this journey. Hafez.